throw into the water, and then when it's been there for a couple
of business, the usefulness of writing a press release and sending your press release out to the journalists, podcasters, bloggers, radio show producers, etc. You referenced that the service, a company, PR Web, is the number one company in the world for sending out press releases. And their paid product is very affordable, but they also offer free guide rate press releases. And you were mentioning that the press release should be good. It should be noteworthy, attract attention.
Yeah. There's the actually, on my YouTube channel, I had a publicity expert that I interviewed, and you know, he and I talked about press releases, and he also, in addition to PR Web, he spoke very highly of another site, PR Log, that he said it's for him, and you know, he's, you know, specifically an expert in publicity. He like works with celebrities, things like that, and for him, he said it's PR Log was just as effective as PR Web. And the other thing he mentioned, which I agree with him, is people sort of, and press releases can be very, very powerful. The only caveat is that it's almost all about the title, right?
Because
the title, because most journalists, they see many, many press releases come across their desk, right? And your title must be so amazing that it's got to stop them in their tracks. That's really what it's got to do, right? Because if it doesn't, it's just going to fall by the wayside. It's going to be like the 20 or 30 or 100 that they see that day. And they don't, you know, they can't read all of them, right? So the title must absolutely catch their attention and stop them in their tracks, right? Like, you know, it's got to be something either outrageous or something very newsworthy, like very new, or something that has an incredible amount of credibility to it, or something that uses, like, you know, words like, you know, like there's like power words like free, money, now, you know, like these sort of words that grab attention. And so it's so the headline writing is like 50% of the battle, really. Because you've got to get the attention, right? You got to get people to like click on the press release. So that's huge. And then the press release itself has to be almost written in a story-like manner, so that for the most part, the journalist can just take your copy, your press release, and copy and paste it as a story, which will make their life easy. And if they also know you from ahead of time, if they know your name, if you're not a random press release, that will also maximize your chance of getting, you know, noticed. So those elements, they go a very long way into get, you know, taking a regular press release, which, you know, maybe has a mediocre chance of making a dent, versus something that does really well.
Those are excellent suggestions. And, you know, Alex, very pragmatically, you note that to hire a professional, a PR professional or PR agency is very expensive, particularly for most small businesses, and you offer alternatives. Now, those include Harrow, RadioGuestList.com, and blogging. Now, this first one, Harrow, H-A-R-O, which stands for Help a Reporter Out, you mentioned that by using the Harrow service, you get press attention by answering requests from journalists for answers to questions in your business niche or expertise.
Yeah, so in my case, for example, it's things like technology or mobile apps. So when reporters, if they need a source for their story, like, you know, they need a credible source, you know, and they might not know a lot about apps, for example, then what they often do is they, you know, send Harrow inquiries, and then I try to answer like really good, very helpful replies, and that of course builds my credibility, because I don't only say that I'm an expert, but if my reply actually shows that I have expertise in this, they might quote me in their story, and that's great for a number of reasons. a couple of times, you know, I've gotten a couple of times into Inc. magazine, I've been on Mashable, CBS News, right? I've gotten mentions. The stories weren't about my business per se, but certainly I had a mention in it. And what it also does, of course, is it helps your SEO because they link to your website, right? So it doesn't just get you publicity, it actually gets you SEO. And the cool thing about Haro is that there's really big sites out there, like reporters who write for really huge sites, like, you know, CBS, Mashable, and links from those sites, like you might get a mention from it, and it might drive some traffic, which is nice, but a link from a site like that will work to your benefit for months and months and months and maybe years, you know, to help your SEO. So it's actually probably more of an SEO strategy than publicity in some ways.
Boy, those are wonderful, very innovative, and very, very useful tips for being able to garner that attention. And again, that service Haro, H-A-R-O, standing for Help a Reporter Out. Now, you also mentioned, and this is how I met you, Alex, for now I met you, and we're so thrilled that we've had the opportunity to interview you, and we'd love to have you return on further interviews. We've learned so much. That is the service that's well-known and less competitive. It's RadioGuestList.com for podcasts and radio shows. And, you know, I think it's a wonderful service. We really wanted a business expert for our show to appear on several shows, and, boy, you are definitely fulfilling that need. We've so appreciated your information. Right for now, we were very impressed when we saw that material from RadioGuestList.com.
Yes, we were. Actually, we were on the website right away, you know, just researching and looking at all the information that you set out there. It's very well put together, very organized.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. That's always nice to hear.
And, well, you know, your information, your expertise is just so useful to so many. And on the concept of blogging, reaching out to bloggers, you mentioned you can always offer a free sample of the product, and you can also ask if you could post a guest blog article to a blog site. Alex, do you think blogging is as important as it was previously?
Yes, but let's make a distinction. I think there was a craze about guest blogging for a few years, for a few recent years, and the reason that there was such a craze is because people used to post a guest article somewhere, and their whole entire purpose for this article, and I was also guilty of this, and so were many other people, was to just get a link from that site. Right, because if you get a link from that site, it's a little bit of a boost for your SEO, right, for your website SEO. So it was really, so guest blogging was an SEO strategy, and at first Google was like, okay, this is fine, and then everybody started doing it, and then Google said, okay, we gotta stop this, and then they made a very strong, very, very strong hint, like, hey, we're gonna start penalizing this stuff very soon, and you can bet that this is no longer effective for SEO anyway. So once they said that. And this is recent. This is probably like a year ago. People have quite a bit stopped guest blogging. The only way I recommend doing guest blogging now is if you're going to be able to publish your guest blog in a very big, highly circulated publication so that you can actually get real traffic. So it wouldn't be an SEO issue. It wouldn't be an SEO strategy. It would be actually to get real targeted good traffic, which can become your customers. And having said that, you should also be very mindful that the link you place in that article should be something like in the body or towards the top, because that's, if you place it there, most people will click on it. But if you place it in the footer somewhere, like in your little bio, almost nobody will click on it.
Yeah.
So that will also make a big difference. But just to make a note, blogging, so not guest blogging, but actually blogging as a way to grow your website or blog or content or anything, that's still alive and well. It is just like any publishing business, a challenging business. So there's all the challenges that have always been there, but it's certainly still a very viable business. Not an easy one, but viable.
Well, you know, that's an excellent point, too. So it might be helpful if someone has a business and it's conducive to promoting a particular product or service to have a blog that notes new content, ways the product or service can solve the person's needs in that particular industry or concern. That does sound very, very good.
Yeah. You should always write content, because content is, you know, part of why blogging is so powerful is it's inbound marketing, right? If you write a blog post and it ranks for some juicy, good keyword, you know,
right,
you can get clients from that for years, you know. So for that reason, that inbound marketing paradigm is very strong, and it's just becoming stronger on the web. Like it's becoming more competitive, which is a sign that there's more and more people in it, and it works.
Boy, that's a super idea. You know, that'd be a great way, too, to keep in touch with your customers' reaction to your products and to show that interest in fulfilling your customers' expectation of the product. That's super. That's just really super. And, you know, another wonderful point you make is how effective it is to talk at events, to present your business at events.
Oh, yeah, because events, they have a little bit of best of all worlds, right? Because even if you present at someone's event, like a big conference or a meetup, or if you run your own if you run your own event series that can occur regularly, you can make money from the events, you can get business leads that become clients eventually, you can make a ton of contacts, and, you know, it's like the offline marketing thing where you make a face-to-face connection, you actually build real relationships. They're all local people. They're all people who are probably within your niche in some way or another. So, I mean, so events can get you so far. And you'll be surprised, but a lot of the companies that are now known as, like, really large, big companies, they kind of started doing things locally on a small scale that doesn't scale long-term, but certainly gives you that great nucleus of contacts to start with. And then from that, you can sort of grow. So, yeah, events are like, I can go on and on about how great they are. And, you know, it's not just great for, like, growing your business and getting clients. You know, you can actually make reasonable money from it to fund other operations within your business, because events can be very lucrative as well, like workshops and, you know, selling things at events, you know, many strategies. On my YouTube channel, I actually have a playlist of events management, you know, everything from starting an event, from marketing to monetization, all that. It's not very long, actually. It's only 4 videos, but they really cover a lot. You can just find it on my YouTube channel under the playlists. And by the way, the easiest way to get to my YouTube channel is actually to go to problemio.com/video. And it will redirect you right to the homepage of my YouTube channel.
Oh, excellent. You know, I'm going to note that as well on my website, problemio.com video link. Excellent. I'll note that as well. And you had mentioned that last week. And that's a wonderful way to just get people right to your business YouTube channel. And, you know, you mentioned as well, Alex, the potential entrepreneur should want to be, as you say, a PR magnet, and this reflects your wonderful hiking series there in the San Francisco Bay Area. You had such innovative ideas, that shipwreck hunt, and, you know, your creativity there created not only a great deal of local coverage, but also it attracted the national coverage, for example, the National Public Radio coverage on some of these events. That's excellent.
Yes, my mother was very proud when when I told her that I got mentioned on NPR, because that was quite a big one, you know, and it was unsolicited too. Somebody actually told me that I'm being talked about on NPR, and I was like, wait, what? You know? But it was, to be honest, it was the headline. It was all, you know, like that stuff I mentioned about the headline, how it has to be so great for news releases, press releases. I actually didn't do any press releases, but it's the same principle. My event headlines were like the most awesome headlines in the city that day, right? So it wasn't like a regular old hike. It was a hike during low tide to see shipwrecks which crashed on the rocks of San Francisco like decades ago, and you can still see them during low tide, and nobody knew how to find them, so they had to only join my hike to, you know, right? So, like, people took their kids, people, you know, took people who were, you know, invited people from out of town. Like, it was like a thing, and I almost at times was getting too many people to take with me because it was like way too many people. And the Sunday paper picked it up, and this goes back to my point of leveraging large platforms, where if I had just promoted this from my website, I wouldn't get a lot of people. But because the headline was so amazing and was like one of the coolest sounding events that day in the entire city of San Francisco, which is a big city, then, you know, it was the best headline, so it got picked up by the Sunday paper. Like, it got picked up by, like, a couple of other large San Francisco publications, and often I didn't even know about it until, like, a ton of people came to the hike and actually told me how they heard about the hike. Sometimes it was, like, a hit or miss, you know, it was, like, sometimes I would get, like, over 100 people, sometimes less. You know, for a hike, that's a lot. That's really a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It was too many. Like, I couldn't take all of them, you know. Somehow I tried, but for me, I was thrilled and ecstatic because the more, the better, right? Because, you know, it's all about trying to grow your business, yeah. But it's all back to the fundamentals. It was all about the headline and then getting picked up by larger publications, which is, you know, leverage is essentially that point about leveraging larger platforms. So it all sort of, it kind of all became, you know, it all worked well. It all kind of fit that time.
You know, that shows tremendous creativity and consistency there, and really kudos to you there, Alex, and actually kudos to you for all of your achievements, your business achievements. You know, Alex, I want to thank you so much for this innovative and helpful advice for the entrepreneur and those planning to start a business or those intending to further develop and promote an already existing business. Please consider being a return guest for additional interviews. There's so much more to discuss. Your work is excellent. Now, Rennell, closing comments to the guests. What would you like to add?
Well, I just would like to say thank you again. We are just overwhelmed with all this information. I've gotten a lot more comfortable with the idea. So I plan to move forward with that. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
I appreciate all of your guys' kind words, and I'm glad you found it helpful, of course. And I mean, thank you again, really, all the kind words. You guys are too much. You're making me blush. You can't see it because it's the radio, but I'm blushing here. But thank you for having me on. And if anyone listening wants to get in touch or say hello or leave comments, I love hearing from people. Alex@problemio.com or just my last name @ on Twitter. So it's @Genadinik, which is just look up my last name because it's impossible to remember from spelling. I have a long last name. But yeah, so Alex@problemio or @ on Twitter. Say hello or email me, and you know, I'll be happy to hear from people. And of course, I'll be very happy to return as a guest.
That would be wonderful. We would so appreciate it, as we really appreciated your information and excellent strategies and techniques for the entrepreneur to grow and develop a business. Well, Alex and Vernell, thank you so very much, and thank you as well to our listeners for joining us this evening. Now, the program website can be found at globalnewsmakerfocus.com, and this program will rebroadcast this Saturday, December 27th at 11 p.m. Eastern. Wonderful holiday weekend to everyone, and good night, Alex, Rennell, and listeners.
Good night. Thanks again, Alex.
Good night. Good night, guys. I had fun.
Good night. Thank you.